Hi guys, welcome back to our show where we get real with our thoughts on all things concerning life. We're your host, PH1.
Ashley.
And Penilla, B2B.
Yes, and there is no guest today. Just us three.
Woo! Ooh,
the OGs. Yes.
And we're all matching.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Kind of.
I mean, we're in the gene area. Mm-hmm. You just kind of color, but you know. Yeah, all right.
Well, make sure to follow and review the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcast. And if you hate ads, like me, consider becoming a member of the Dive Studios Patreon, where you can access ad-free episodes.
Yes.
What are you doing, Ashley?
I'm just making sure my hair looks good.
It looks good. It looks good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Stop looking at it. And you're taking selfies. What do you mean?
Yeah, this lighting is good. I didn't realize.
Making it look like I'm just looking at my hair, you know, just my hair, guys.
How are you guys?
I'm doing all right. Yeah. Oh, I went rounding, golfing. I went on the field. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
What do you call it in English?
I don't know.
Is it just
golfing?
No, but like not like practice field? Golfing. Like just, I went on the field. For the first
actually
time?
Actually golfing?
I don't know.
Outdoors?
Yeah, I went like real golfing.
Yeah.
For the first time.
What? You've been practicing? You've been…
Oh no, it was for some like yeneung like shoot.
Variety.
But I mean I learned a little bit in middle school for like maybe like a month. And then I quit because I just wanted to play.
Yeah.
And then I got like casted for like this YouTube like variety show. So I was like… Oh shoot, like I don't know how to golf though. But then like the concept is kind of like you're supposed to suck anyways. But I didn't want to like miss the ball. I wanted to like at least hit the ball even though I suck. So I went and I took like two lessons before I actually went.
Ooh.
But
how'd you do?
It was fun.
Yeah.
Do you guys golf?
No, not me.
Do you guys know? Any plans on golfing? Anybody want to start with me? I want to start golfing now.
My dad loves to golf. So the last time I was in New York, he took me to the practice range. And it was like okay. But I don't think I could do it for fun. Like not fun. I only did it for my dad. But
Right.
It's like such a phenomenon in Korea these days. Yeah. Everyone's golfing.
I think you guys should start. I think in like spring, there's probably going to be like a bunch of like varieties. Probably like golf based.
No, thank you.
Okay. I don't like doing things when it's like a fad.
Yeah, same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just had to do it, but it was fun. So I was like, oh.
Well, okay. What about you, Ashley? How have you been?
I've been good. I'm 30 now.
Congrats. Welcome to the club.
Woo! Yes.
Damn, you old. What? I'm just kidding.
It's soon.
How's it feel?
Soon.
I had such a crazy, incredible, sweet birthday. So… Mm. I'm still like on a high
crazy,
from my birthday.
Yeah.
Your friends
like threw you a birthday party or something?
Not a birthday party, but like I was surprised by like my radio staff and my listeners, like my radio listeners and my family.
That. Wasn't that like a huge like flower
my
thing?
My friends.
Right?
Yeah. And like here at the Dive Studios I just felt so loved.
Mm. But how does it feel to be actually like 30, be 30?
I can't tell yet. I mean, I don't see any difference yet. But
yet.
Maybe in like a few months or something. I just feel like
I have
to…
Oh, is this going to kick in? There's like a buffering period.
Maybe. I just feel like I have to act more responsible now. But I don't have to, right? Like I'm still young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember this episode on Friends where Rachel becomes 30 and she starts crying because she's not married. She doesn't have a boyfriend. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And like a midlife crisis.
And she realizes that turning 30 is not a big deal.
Yeah, it's really not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just 1 year after 29.
Yeah.
Of
course.
Yeah.
Nothing but a number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing new. Much.
Oh my God, I loved your remix.
Oh, thank you.
God.
It's like the hip hop video all over again.
Yeah.
You gotta do the plié.
Thank you.
Manajamyeon?
Yeah.
Yes,
that person, if you guys don't know it, his name is Kim Sung Jae, and rest in peace. He's one of the like most legendary singers ever in Korea. Ooh. And he was super, super popular and he died. But I got to remix one of his hits and it's a big honor for me. So check it out.
Yeah.
Go check it out.
Okay, so we're talking about shower thoughts today. Mm. Like random shower
thoughts. Yeah.
Do you guys get those like random thoughts? Like, do you let your mind wander to weird places?
I think I definitely used to when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I don't think I do like a lot these days.
So what happens in your head like when you're doing mundane tasks? Like showering or… I don't know, like doing dishes or something.
I don't think I think.
We expected what? This answer. Me and Diane, we expected this from you.
Yeah, I don't… I literally just…
man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I think. What about you?
I don't think about random stuff. I just think about… what I should have said or what I could have said or what I should have done like in that situation. I just imagine what would have happened if I responded differently. So I think about realistic things, but that's already in the past. So there's no point of thinking about it. But maybe it might be helpful in the future. And I don't think… I don't
from
really,
now on…
Yeah, I don't really think abstract thoughts. I just think about what happened in my life or what will happen in my life with like friends or people around me. But even these days, I don't think in the shower because… I take my phone with me in the shower and I watch Netflix while showering. Like it's
what?
A problem.
Oh yeah. Me too.
Oh okay. It's not just me, right? I like turn Netflix on for everything. Even when I'm washing the dishes. Like when I'm in the shower. When I'm getting ready
in
the morning.
Wait. How long are your showers?
It's only like 15-20 minutes. But I just can't be with my own thoughts by myself. Like I need something to distract me.
Wait. So what are your MBTIs again? Because…
Yeah.
S, right?
ESTP.
Something S.
ESFP.
Right?
Oh, that's
S's right. Don't
yeah.
right? Wander.
N's wander.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Yeah.
S and N.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
And so you guys wander.
Yeah. We think about like some weird stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Like what? I need details.
Okay. What about like… Okay, Holly. For example, my dog. Like… They understand human language. Mm. But do they understand… So it's like… If I'm speaking to Holly with Korean and English, mixing it.
Mm-hmm.
Does she know that I'm mixing two different languages or does she know it as one
like language?
Language.
And she just understands a few words
yeah.
from the language?
And also, for example, like I'm colorblind, right?
Yeah.
Like
for red and green.
Yeah.
What if we're all seeing different colors but we just call it that color? Like for example… Mm-hmm. You guys call this blue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say Peniel looks at this color a certain way. Mm-hmm. And you look at this color a certain way, right? But you, while growing up, you guys… We as a society decided to call this blue. So you call this blue and you call this blue. But you guys see different colors.
Mm.
What if?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
That's why people like different colors maybe.
How does that work?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm so confused.
So let's say you look at this and let's say in your eyes you see this as like greenish color, whatever. But because the society says this is blue, you call this blue, right?
Okay.
But it's not actually blue.
Let's say Ashley looks at this and in her eyes it's kind of like reddish, right? But because we call this blue, she still calls this blue. But the colors that you see with your eyes are different, let's say. Do you get this? Do you get it?
I'm so lost.
I know. Luckily, this mic is on.
Okay,
so I can actually record this. This is actually a very common thought people have.
Yeah.
And this is when people are aware that people live in their own universes.
Yeah.
But to explain it a different way, basically, you know what is red, orange, yellow,
green, right?
Let's say you switched eyes. And then you realize that Harry's version of those colors are swapped around.
That's basically what he's saying.
Yeah. So how do we know what we're all seeing is actually the same thing, or we've just been someone points at as a thing and just tells you what it is, but we don't actually know if it's a true consensus.
You know what I thought, because you mentioned being not colorblind, but
I don't know what that is in English.
Not being able to see certain colors
shades,
or whatever.
Shades.
But colorblind people, they have the most trouble seeing like green and red, right?
Yeah.
So why are traffic lights green and red? Like it should be another color. Because then colorblind people can't see it. Mm. Isn't that dangerous?
But I'm not technically like color blind. I'm color
weak. What about, color blind, people? How do they see it?
So they're not allowed to drive. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, really? Exactly. Yeah.
You can't get your license if you're colorblind. You can't get certain degrees or licenses if you're colorblind. Like medical.
But you can get it though, right? Because you're not completely colorblind.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I know what is red or green. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's move on to submission. Okay. Hi, guys. When I take a shower, I start to think about specific moments from my short life. I'd ask myself, what would have happened if I acted differently? Or what would have happened if I never took the metro that day? Or the train? I was talking with a friend of mine about randomly meeting this person who is a med student at the metro. And I've thought about this convo during my last shower too. That med student and I had talked for a while until he had to leave first because his stop was way before mine. We've been in the same city for the last 6 years and we've never met. We could have met at this specific comedy show, but he went in 2020 and I attended the same comedian show just this summer. We didn't even exchange names. We just talked about our student lives and so on. So he's just going to be the med student that I met on the metro on an October afternoon, LOL. Well, I think it was just meant to be a brief meeting. Like many other meetings I had and I'll have in my life. Do you ever overthink about these types of moments that happened in your life and kind of comment out loud on it like you were just watching a scene from a show?
What? No. Damn. Is this the difference between S and N?
Hold on. Do you ever overthink about these?
It's like this world is so small and I realize more and more. And sometimes like it'll be like brief interactions like this, but maybe later down the road you end up meeting that same person again. And then you can't help but think like, is there such thing as like destiny? You know, like is this fate? Like is this supposed to happen? Because it can't just be a coincidence. But then, I don't know.
Is it?
You just said the world is so small.
Yeah.
So basically you're implying that the chances of meeting that person is high because the world is small. Yeah. But you just said it can't be a coincidence. That's just like you contradicting yourself. What do you mean? You just said the world is so small you can meet that person like, anytime. So it could be a coincidence. It could be a number like percentage wise statistically. You could meet that person.
Yeah.
Damn, he's bringing
like,
out…
Years down, like in a completely different country, like what are the chances?
If you meet that person in a different country.
Yeah.
Oh, then that might be…
Oh, like you saw them while you were in Korea and then…
Like you're traveling.
You're like, I'm going to go vacation, go back home in New York. And then you meet them in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are the chances?
Yeah.
Not that high.
No, but it happens.
It happens. Has that ever happened to you? Something like that? That made you think, is this fate?
No, not necessarily that one. But when I was in a relationship, I found out that he was on an app 10 years ago. And he found my best friend on that app. And they went on like a date for like twice. And then he found out 10 years after only because… She was my friend and I started hanging out with her more. Because he didn't think about her for 10 years. And then all of a sudden he heard her name. He was like, wait, this girl sounds familiar. And he saw her picture. And he realized that it's a girl that he met on the app 10 years ago. But now she's best friends with me. So he's like…
What happened?
Well…
Double date?
No.
What? No, wait.
I'm just kidding.
Confronted the friend. Because I only heard it from my… Boyfriend. I didn't know whether to confront her or
but
not.
But did your best friend know about your boyfriend?
That's what I'm curious about. That's what I'm wondering.
But she does obviously she know remembers, no?
And not is not saying anything or does she genuinely forget?
Wait, no, I'm saying…
10 years ago?
Did your best friend ever get to see your boyfriend?
Yeah.
So she knows. She remembers obviously.
Wait, but it's the boyfriend that you went on a date didn't with. Recognize your friend the first time they saw each other?
Yeah. No, they didn't see each other. They only saw pictures.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they know.
Well, 10 years. Did he age badly?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, damn, how does that happen?
Well, I mean,
and
maybe…
And it's not like she was in Korea all those years. Like, she was always in and out of Korea and New York.
Mm.
And then, like, he's not even from… He wasn't even from, like, Seoul. So… And then they met each other on the app and they met. And then 10 years later, they met each other again. Well, they didn't meet each other, but they… Yeah.
Mm. Realized that they went on a few dates.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Maybe the friend was just like, oh, this is awkward. Like, I don't know how to tell.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And then they were like, yeah, it's 10 years ago. It's nothing.
Mm.
Maybe.
Would you confront your friend?
I probably would, because I don't really… I don't know, like, wait, who? Oh, wait a minute. I probably… Oh, wait. Like, if I was in your position?
Yeah.
Probably.
Okay, sorry to cut you guys off. But
that's okay.
It got me thinking, like…
And
there's something like that I think about in the shower too. Relationships.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mm-hmm. We as human beings… We start dating somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, boyfriend, girlfriend. But isn't it kind of weird? Like, okay, let's say me and Diane, we're like friends, right? We're friends. But as soon as we declare with words to starting now, you're my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Then that, because of that sentence, now a whole new bond is formed. Like this whole rules. We just made rules between us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because we just
rules are very simple. People listen to last week's episode.
Well, basic like rules. Me. You know, like you can't
Harry's
see…
Harry's rules were very simple. My rules is you just have to like me.
Yeah. I feel like mine were simple too.
Isn't that kind of weird? Like…
I mean…
To think like about like just… Hey, today… Starting today…
I mean… That's
we're
what,
exclusive. And that's just…
That's what open relationships are then. It's pretty much like… Yeah, it's pretty much just like… You're dating this person… But you can date that person too if you want. That's what open relationships are.
What? No. No. That's what like that's not what I'm saying.
With that one sentence… You break down the wall and now…
Oh, I
And then you guys… Like yeah. For example… it's…
I thought you were saying like… Why are there boundaries?
Because of that sentence…
Uh-huh.
You're now okay… And it's not awkward for you guys to kiss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like… Weird to think
about? No, I think it would still be awkward for most people… If they transition from friends to… Relationship.
It is still awkward in the beginning.
Yeah.
But you still do it. And it's okay to do it. Because now you're like…
Yeah.
Dating. Whereas like…
But before
just
you…
Just yesterday…
Let's say you didn't say that. Like we're boyfriend or girlfriend. Then it would be awkward.
Yeah.
But then because you said it… It won't be awkward.
Can you imagine kissing someone? They go… Awkward. I would fight them.
I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
You kiss them and they're like… That was a little awkward. Or no. They don't even say it. They're just like…
Like us… Awkward turtle. Us as human beings… setting… Or declaring relationship statuses…
Yes.
Through words. Or agreements. I think that's
that it can be that powerful to actually change a dynamic.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like if it's like friends that because I feel like guys and girls can be just friends.
But really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I disagree.
But I feel like if it's like they're like, oh, like we're friends, but then like they date later, then I feel like it's like, oh, like one of them probably had feelings for the other. Because
like
I feel like
how close of a friend are you talking about?
I don't know. How close of a friend are you talking about?
This is starting to feel like a murder mystery. Everyone's like slowly raising their gun at each other.
They're like… How close? How close, guys?
Wait. Guys and girls can be friends? Nothing more?
Yeah.
I don't think they can be best friends. I think they can be like… Friend. But that's kind
But there's…
Of-
I'm saying there's always a slim possibility…
Yeah, like if the world ends and like we're the last two people on earth maybe.
Gosh.
But it's like are we going to just stay friends or are we going to revive like human like life? Like
That's just maybe. Functional, mama.
Yeah. But even then it's like I have no emotion in this. I'm just trying to…
Recreate?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make human life back.
Oh my God.
It's very possible to only be friends with like the opposite sex or whatever, I think. Because my girlfriend and I talk about this all the time. It's like when guys like a girl, it's so obvious. Mm-hmm. It's very clear. Very few times are they aloof about it.
Yeah.
And so if if they don't act like they like you, they don't like you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then a girl is probably kind of similar in the sense of like, well, he shows no interest in me, so why would I have interest in him? So then it's just very neutral ground.
Yeah,
but you don't think guys and girls can be friends?
Not close friends.
Damn, I thought we were pretty close.
No, I mean like the best.
Both on you now, damn. I thought we were close.
No, I mean like best friends. Yeah.
There's always possibility for me. Yeah.
Yeah, like if the world's about to end.
Okay, follow conversation into this. Are you open to just randomly chatting with strangers like this? Do you think you're generally approachable? What about when you go traveling to a new place? Are you inclined to wanting to meet locals?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Not me.
Yes,
really?
Yes, and no.
I feel like you would love having like random conversations.
Oh, no.
I feel like he'll like having random conversations with people he's close with.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But not like new people that he…
No, yeah. I can't.
I just like hearing about new like experiences. Like what they went through maybe. Or what they have to offer about the new country or on their life. So I just like listening. Right. I don't really like talking. Like I just like listening to them.
Back to MBTI.
Speak.
You're I, right?
Yeah.
What are you? You're E.
E, right? Yeah.
That's why.
You're I too.
I'm E.
Oh shoot. Damn.
But I'm like… I used to be like 80-90% E.
Mm-hmm.
And like… But recently like the E got a little smaller and the I got a little bigger.
Yeah.
But it's still like 70-30. Yeah. Something
really?
Like that.
So hold on. So if like a random person walked up to you at a bar and be like… Hey, are you just like visiting like around? Are you from here? Mm-hmm. Like…
Are they creepy or no?
No, just like that tone is like…
They're
that's like
friendly. They're
oh, like I haven't seen you around here. Like do you… Like are you just visiting or are you like in town? Are you excited by this like…
Encounter?
Sudden moment?
Well, it depends on how I'm looking that day and how I'm feeling, you know?
Okay, well it's someone who looks like me, so no pressure. It's no pressure.
No, I would love that.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, I think it's like… I probably wouldn't be the person to go up and be like, oh, I haven't seen you around here. Like, but like if someone approached me, I don't know if I get like excited, like, oh my gosh, yes, new conversation. But like I wouldn't be like afraid to have a conversation with them.
I'm not afraid. I'm more like inconvenienced. Is that the feeling?
Yeah, and I in my head I'm questioning like, okay, what is the intention here? Like, why are you talking to me? Like, do you want something from me?
Mm-hmm.
You know
friendship.
What, I'm
what if they're being…
Damn, who
what
hurt
if they're
you?
Just bored?
Yeah. But it's like… I don't know. For me, like I don't talk to people for entertainment.
Like, why does it sound so
sorry,
weird?
Let me rephrase. I don't talk to strangers for my entertainment.
Mm.
Like it's not interesting to me. Yeah.
I mean, I would never approach someone. But if someone approached me and they were not creepy. Like they were just kind.
Yeah.
I would appreciate it.
Yeah.
And like if I was not enjoying the conversation, I would just cut it short and be like, I'll have to go. But if not…
But
so
I'm
you
always
just
open
down.
To be… I'm always open to be like pleasantly surprised. You know, when someone talks to me, it's not like I get all defensive and like I run away.
Mm.
I'll
no,
have
back
a conversation.
Off,
but in the first place, like the first response is like, okay, so like who is this? Why is this person talking to me? But if the conversation is going well, then I engage and have a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, people do that a lot in the States. They just talk to you.
In Korea, it's kind of like…
Yeah.
They're like,
it doesn't
really
happen.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I do think small talk is awkward. But it's like, whatever. Like you know, like on planes and stuff. This is like when the person like next to you, like you don't know them at all. And they're just like…
Okay, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Because like, you're stuck with them for like 14
it's
hours.
Like, what's the…
you know what's awkward?
You
when you're stuck with them for like 14 hours. And you start talking for a little bit. And then you have to end the conversation. And it's just silence. But you guys are like still
right next to each other.
Oh,
really?
So you pretend to like read something or like listen. Yeah, that's awkward. Yeah.
I mean, I guess. But I mean like for me, I'm just like… I'll talk and then like when they stop, I'm like… Oh, like getting a little bit of the awkward vibes. Music.
So Peniel is like an outlier in almost every situation. Like you're just so different. You're built different, man.
I'm a robot, guys.
I feel like looking through your eyes, everything would be like 20/20 vision, yeah. Like HD red yeah. camera, like 4K. So clear. There's no yeah. like gray areas.
No, you know.
It's this or that.
Like, black and white.
No, my yeah. friend sent me like this post and it was like, it's like reasons why MBTIs would cry. Mm-hmm. Like certain MBTIs. And then mine was from cutting onions.
Literally cutting onions. Oh my
no
god.
No emotion. You're a robot. I don't cry unless I'm like cutting onions. I'm like…
Oh. You're like, what is this sensation? Yeah, like, am I dying?
I like, why is my eye running?
Oh my god.
We're about midway through the podcast, so let's take a quick breather. Today, we're going to ponder some million-dollar ideas. A lot of great ideas were born out of something or someone doing an everyday task, such as showering and coming up with something extraordinary. Hmm. Put your Shark Tank thinking caps on and see if you'd want to hypothetically invest in the following ideas from people online. TikTok user Louis Ergel pitched an outdoor restaurant with a telescope in the center of every table so you can get to see the stars on a romantic dinner. The restaurant would be called Dining with the Stars.
I oh. love that. I want to go.
Well, the okay. restaurant can only be open for so many hours.
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. On
Dining
a clear
with the stars,
sky, like clear night.
Be broad daylight, the sun, it's.
Oh, but this is kind of nice.
No, maybe make it like a bar lounge then, so it's like more fit for
but,
nighttime.
You know, on a more realistic note though, think about actually going here. Think about actually sitting at this table, right? You and your partner. Oh, this is so romantic. And you look through the telescope, right? For the next 5-10 seconds, it's like romantic.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm
and
saying.
And then after
though,
that, it's like, okay.
How fast yeah. are you going to be?
And it's like a small thing too.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, what if it's like an actual big telescope?
Like the like Hubble telescope?
That would be too expensive.
That's true.
Yeah. Too expensive. Yeah.
If it's just like a small telescope, I don't want it. I want to see the galaxy.
Unless it's expensive, I don't want…
So you want to dine
like, I don't
want to
see one
NASA.
Star. I want to see the full Milky Way through this shit.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to invest.
Yeah, because it's like… And it's like…
Unrealistic.
How often… It's like… This is kind of like a one-time thing too. It's like… Oh, like we saw the stars once. It's like… You look up again. It's like… Oh, it's stars again.
Yeah.
It's yeah. like… It know? Might have hype for like the first 1 or 2 years,
yeah, like,
but I
like you said the
that.
time slot. Like you can yeah. only go at nighttime.
Yeah. Well,
past.
I wouldn't.
Sorry.
Okay. TikTok mm-hmm. user It's Blanco pitched microwaves, but with a mute button, so that when you're making food late at night, you don't have to worry about waking up your family with loud beeping when it makes the food.
Is this not a thing already?
Yeah, why don't they have this?
I mean…
I feel like they have
no,
this
No, but
already.
It… Wait, what?
Like so it doesn't make the beep.
So
beep,
are you saying like it's an optional done. Thing?
Yeah.
Right?
Like night mode.
Night mode.
Yeah.
Like your phone. Do not disturb mode.
Oh.
They should make that.
I would invest this. But it right. wouldn't be too hard to make this though. You know what I mean?
Don't they already have it?
They
I
might.
Don't know.
Maybe.
I've never heard
seen
of it.
Maybe. Or
we've
it's
never
like
heard of it because it's so quiet.
It's connected to yeah. your it's connected it's like to your phone through Bluetooth, and it like
okay, that's
lets your
like your phone vibrate.
That's unnecessary.
Yeah, I mean, high tech.
Well,
high tech,
yeah. But you would still have to physically go there and put it in anyway. So why not just press the button? So you're gonna press the food and then go back to it and then press like 30
well, I mean,
seconds.
Are you gonna wait there for like 3 minutes?
No, you press it. You go do your thing. You pee or whatever, and then you come back.
You
when
pee
it's
for
done.
3 minutes. Damn.
Well.
No, but yeah. Yeah,
this
I don't know.
This is pretty useful though.
Yeah, yeah I feel think like it's necessary.
I thought there was already microwaves and mute buttons. I just maybe. Haven't used one in a while. But.
And you know what though? The doors, the microwave
oh, yeah.
doors are
so
freaking so loud.
And when you close it,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, open! Close!
Yeah.
Yeah. Twitter user Men Wear Pink pitched, if someone from Ziploc would please contact literally anyone in the cereal business, that'd be great.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
this.
Because cereal.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Why don't they have that?
Maybe because it's too expensive. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe there's a government lobby.
Oh, shoot.
Maybe it's just because cereal people want you to keep buying the cereal for money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A
maybe.
Government lobby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Because yeah. they're like, if we put Ziploc, it's then it's not going to go stale as fast.
Sometimes yeah. I keep my cereal in the fridge. I mean, the freezer.
What?
Oh,
what? Why?
It got weirder.
To keep yeah. it from going stale.
Like, yeah. What? Yeah. Wait. What? I was like, hold on. Mm. What?
Yeah.
Do you guys like your cereals like dry? I mean, crunchy or soggy?
Crunchy.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. That's why.
It's like you guys
that's
all
why
passed.
You put the passed. Milk in second.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Some people like soggy.
Yeah, they do.
Do you, Diane? Do you?
I don't. Okay, I don't cool. mind if it's like mixed. You know, there's some crunchy yeah, yeah. in there, but yeah. there's got to be a little crunchy. In
Let's start a rumor. Eric Nam loves soggy cereal.
Ew.
Tag him about it.
That's not Eric a rumor. Nam. You didn't know about that?
Twitter user Pamela Blair pitched, someone should sell holiday living room decoration boxes. There would be different styles and set sizes. They'd include candles, accessories, wall hangings, pillows, shelf items, runners, window decor.
Once again, this is probably just so every company
can… They probably have this, no?
Wait, so the decoration boxes have like the pillows on it?
So basically, you only need to buy one box and you're set for like all these different decorations.
Yeah, so it'll be like Christmas box.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's like…
Starter kit.
So many different size furnitures and shit. It's like… The company's making these…
What are you… What furniture are you ordering for Christmas?
Oh no, isn't it
like… The Christmas couch?
Isn't it like…
But this is something that I would definitely invest on though.
What? Why?
You can pick and choose what you need and then put it in a cart and then our company
what if
could
you can't
like…
Choose?
But that's just online shopping.
Well, that's your responsibility. If you can't choose, you can't enjoy Christmas.
That's just online shopping.
But it's all… The yeah. idea is that it's all in one place.
Yeah.
It's all in like… It's one order so that you don't have to look and search.
Yeah, so it's all already
everything.
In the box. So you just
yeah.
buy like the
and
Christmas
then
box.
I'll… You know, have celebrity endorsements and then have them be like, for example, Ashley. Hi, this is Ashley. And these are my favorite like…
Yeah. Like the Ashley…
This is
Christmas
Ashley set.
Yeah.
Peniel set. Harry set. Yeah.
But it's not a bad idea though.
Yeah.
Not it's bad, cool. I guess.
Twitter user President Seely pitched a stackable washer and dryer where the washer is on top and when the clothes are done washing, the bottom opens up and drops
Yo,
the clothes.
I thought about this.
You thought about it?
I've thought about
are
this
you
before.
User?
$1 million idea.
I've thought,
oh my god.
I forgot.
Yo, this yeah. is crazy, man.
I've thought about this because in Korea, sometimes…
They have it? They have
wait,
this?
Oh, no. Sometimes like you just see them like stacking like their washing machine and like the drying
yeah,
machine.
Yeah, they have it. Mm.
So then when I saw that, I was just like, how convenient would it be if it just finishes and just… And then it just starts drying.
Yeah, so
right?
Cool.
Like the division
yeah,
like in the
like
middle
a
like
thing
just
in
opens.
The, but then I was like, oh wait. Like where would the water…
Like, well, they would have to figure it out.
Like in the back. Like a little…
That's their job.
That's for their smart
yeah.
people to figure
yeah.
out.
Oh,
no. Yo, so the water, it would drain first from like a back pipe.
Yeah.
And then after the water drains…
That's what they do though. That's what they do.
Yeah.
The washers do.
I mean, they have like the… Because they have the tarsu
yeah,
like, thing anyways, right?
Yeah.
So and after that, after tarsus one time just…
And then after it's done drying, it automatically
folds
hangs
it.
The clothes slide out onto your body
yeah.
as you leave the house.
Sliding
yeah.
out, it just teleports onto your body.
This is the enthusiasm of 30-something-year-olds hearing
yeah.
about
so
a washer-dryer combo.
So lazy.
No, but I
so
have
cool.
thought of this. I was like,
yo,
damn,
this is actually pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be huge as hell, dude.
What?
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
just
right.
No,
it's
just
thing.
Make it… So what it is that you would connect it through wires so that there's a trigger. So that it knows when the water sucks
oh, no,
up.
I meant like this would be like the… I
no,
like
it would
be
the same size
same
as any typical stackable dryer. So it's only that one flooring of the washer or ceiling
I know,
of the
but
dryer.
Those are huge.
Yeah, but if people already have that size mm-hmm. in, it's
oh,
just
right.
a matter of replacing it, right?
But I feel like most places have it like side by side though. Not like stacked.
Mm.
Well,
but they have it… They sell it as like a set now, you know? And
let's
it's all
this.
Like Bluetooth connected.
Yeah,
it tells
what?
You if you're outside like… Oh, your
oh, yeah.
thing is done. So you
yeah.
get you go home.
Or you can
what?
Like set like a timer on that. Shit,
yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
wow.
Mm-hmm.
Technology.
Yo, or what if there's
smart.
One for like side by side too, and then when it finishes, the bottom panel just.
Yeah.
sends it.
Yeah. Wait, you guys have dryers at home?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh.
No.
I do.
You do?
Damn, can't live without it anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you find me at your door with a bag of laundry, yeah. don't say anything.
I'm going to go to my house. The door's going to be open. I'm going to be like, all right. Come out. Who am I fighting? Who am I fighting? Dying just like, stay I'm just the doing the laundry.
So you hang your clothes, right?
Yeah.
Me too. I hate that part.
I hate that.
You know, yeah. It's the worst.
But I heard dryers do like ruin your clothes.
It like shrinks your clothes.
And stuff. But I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm wearing fucking comfy. It dries in one day. It doesn't take like 3 days to dry your clothes.
And it doesn't smell. Sometimes like in the summer, if you dry it wrong, it smells.
Yeah. You gotta have the AC on if you want to like dry properly and stuff. Yeah, I get like the dryer sheet and
Yeah, I love it when it comes out so fresh and warm.
Do you guys have some ideas for like products or like something like this? $1 million?
Man, I've had a bunch, but I don't remember any anymore.
Yeah, you gotta write them down.
Have you ever accidentally invented something that already exists? You're like, oh, it would be so great. And then you realize you're describing a very common thing.
I remember. Are there flushable diapers?
Like baby diapers?
Keep going.
Flushable diapers.
But you don't change a baby's diapers Why in the
do you
bathroom.
Do you have a baby?
No, I just remember… Because my sister and brother-in-law… But I remember they always like just like throw it away and like… Mm. And then like they have like the scented diapers and shit. But I'm just like… How convenient would it be if you could just… After the baby pisses or takes a shit in the diaper… You just… In the toilet.
You can't even put toilet paper in toilets here. So I don't know if they can…
Oh, but I mean, yeah. I thought about it in the States though. So like
there's a shredder.
I don't know. Like or like, no, like, you know, like the, it like, once it like, gets like, not like too wet because of piss, obviously, but like, once it get like a, gets like a certain amount of wet, it kind of becomes like softer, like tissue material or something.
What I think is a great idea is like Tinder.
It's
been out. But I'm saying, when it first came out, I was like, this is a great idea.
Yeah.
Because you get rid of all the, you know, unnecessary like finding out what their values are, like what they're looking for. You just go straight into, because you already know, if you're matched, right, on Tinder, that already means you know what their values are, what they're looking for.
I don't
for.
Think you've ever used Tinder based on how you're describing it.
Okay. Coffee meets bagel or stuff like that. You know, dating apps.
Yeah.
Wait, there's smart. A dating app called Coffee Meets Bagel?
And I actually Made have a lot Korean. Of friends that got married when, you know, they met their partners on that app.
Yeah.
Very smart. Yeah.
Smart idea.
Not
smart
my
idea.
Preferred way of meeting someone, but
yeah,
I think it's in general, it's hard to meet someone these days. So I understand why it's popular.
Mm-hmm. I think all keys should have a GPS in it.
Because you always lose your keys.
Yeah, like car keys.
Yeah.
Whenever That's like a thing. You can get like attachable
Yeah,
thing.
No, but like just have them in it. Just have it in the thing. So whenever you buy the key, you like connect it to like your phone or something, like AirPods, you know?
Yeah.
And whenever you lose it, like your phone, like the find my key. It's like do. Because I'm always like leaving my house. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to head out after I can find my f-ing keys. Like, hold on.
I feel like soon we're not even gonna need keys. Like,
yeah, maybe.
Not even gonna.
Gonna be like face recognition keys. To start the car or something.
Yeah.
Or like fingerprint or something.
Yeah.
Yo, you know what Facebook is making? Facebook now is Meta, right? Yeah, did you see the glove? Who saw the video? They're creating a glove that has like air bubbles like attached to it. So like it'll blow up and shrink to make your hand feel certain things, right?
Oh, like the pressure?
A lot of bubbles. So you're wearing your VR and inside the VR, inside of your metaverse, let's say you're like touching a ball, right?
Yeah.
You can actually feel it on your hand because of the glove that you're wearing.
Yeah, like the bubbles just, like on the inside.
You're just going like this in the air, but because you're touching something, an object in the metaverse.
How about we change your hand gesture?
you feel it.
You know how you hold a ball?
You know when you hold the balls?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like,
yeah you feel it. You can feel it.
Oh wow.
Yeah. The only thing that distinguished reality from Meta is tactile functions, like us actually feeling, right? Because we could still, or smelling, but we could still see and hear in the metaverse too. So if people figure out a way to smell and touch, which they're developing right now, then now what is gonna be the reality? Where's the line now? And are we gonna ever, is there gonna be a time where the reality switches into metaverse and now meta is the main plane, or realm of life and reality, reality, physical world is like the break from reality, the metaverse.
Like Ready Player One?
Or Matrix.
Or Matrix.
Yeah, I'm gonna die before
that. Do you think Matrix is gonna happen? It could happen, man.
It could. I mean, the way the world's going right now, you know, like everything's going extinct and we're running out of like all our resources and stuff.
Why can't we just keep life simple? It feels wrong,
but is it wrong?
I mean,
to migrate into a digital world?
I feel like it might be better than going to Mars and trying to start a life there.
Apparently, we're supposed to be able to live on Mars by 2028. Or like a human supposed to be able to be on Mars according to Elon Musk.
Oh, here are some of my shower thoughts. Do celebrities really put their real birth dates and height? I've been thinking about whether they could put fake birthdays so they can celebrate their actual one with their families.
I don't know about like this reason, if it's like for like celebrating with their family. But I know some Korean celebrities, because it's like age is kind of very like taboo in like the entertainment industry here. I know a lot of them fake their birthday, so it seems like they're like younger or something. Yeah,
yeah. So, like, they fake their birth year.
They do.
Yeah. The birth year. Like the date will be correct, but then they'll fake their birth year.
Yeah.
And height. Everybody fakes height. Yeah.
Everybody adds like 3 centimeters, three to five centimeters.
Yeah.
Even weight, you know.
Yeah.
You're like, why does that 20-year-old have back problems?
Yeah. Seriously, it's like.
It'll be sweet if they actually changed it just to celebrate their actual one with their families. But no, most of the time they don't.
Yeah.
And I feel like netizens will find out.
Mm-hmm. They would find out. Yeah. They know everything.
Uh-huh.
What if someday when the world comes to an end or when you are about to die, suddenly you realize that you can just reset your life all over again. Would you do it?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm tired. No.
Yeah.
I'm barely making it through the first round. You want me to do is start over? That's like your whole paper erased because your computer crashes.
But what if? Okay, what if then you get to reset and start all over with the knowledge that you have right now?
Wait, but if the world's coming…
That's worse. If the world's
coming to an end and you only restart your life, you're going to become a baby and then the world's just going
to
end?
Or let's say you're about to die. Not the world ending.
Nah, man. I'm good.
If I'm about to die…
To the same family… Even
if I was like maybe like like early 20s and I'm like, oh, I can restart, like maybe. But if it's like I'm about to die and I'm like, then I'm like fuck that, like let me die.
Yeah. Like, paying off that mortgage was so fun. I want to do it again.
Let me get that college debt one time. Like,
it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's like 2019 New Year's Eve and you're just like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, not this again.
Okay. Well, I hope
Wait. I want this question. What does my dog think about me? Am I cool to him or does he think I'm just plain weird? Does he even know my name?
I think you're weird.
Holly definitely doesn't know my name.
No, isn't there that like Instagram or like what do you call it?
TikTok.
Oh
my god.
Damn.
He's not gonna make it meta.
Boomer, yeah. That. But yeah, isn't there like the Instagram or TikTok or Reels challenge or whatever where they're like, they tell their dog like their real name. It's like, hi, my name is like Harry. And then they see the dog's reaction.
No, I've never seen that.
Really?
How did the dogs react?
How would my dog know my name? It's not like I call myself Harry at home.
I know.
If somebody were like, go to Harry.
Nah.
We should test it.
And he'd be like,
Yeah.
Who the f is that?
I'm a wizard.
And also, dogs. Dog, you know, Holly, she recognizes her name. Dogs, they recognize their names, right?
Yeah.
Do dogs recognize their names because they know that it's their name, or do they just know the sound?
They just know the sound.
But okay.
I actually talked to cool, the dogs
cool,
earlier.
Understandable. Now, listen to this.
No, but you could change.
Isn't that the same thing for us? You know your name is Ashley because that's not because that you know that's your name. You know because Ashley, the sound is your name.
Mm-hmm. Holly, go to Harry. Holly, go to Harry. Go to Harry.
Go to Harry.
Holly.
Oh no,
she doesn't care.
No, she does know, and this is mushing. Like this is her ignoring you.
Okay.
Anyways.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, we talked about a bunch of random stuff today.
Yeah.
Hope you guys understood half of the things that were said here.
I want to have another episode of this. Yeah. Random.
Okay. Yeah. We'll do a part two sometime soon.
Yeah. If you wish to watch the full video version of this episode for free, you can watch it on youtube.com/divepods
mm-hmm.
or youtube.com/… yeah, well, youtube.com/divepods. And once again, follow and review this podcast. Thank you guys for watching and listening. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.